www.radiotalkradio.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It is the Friday night edition, and a happy Friday to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything, whether it be political or whether it be personal. Anything goes on this show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And by the way, we're on six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern. Also, we have a Saturday show, which is live from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And as we've been doing throughout the week, we've kind of been tooling around with the format here on the show. Again, originally this show used to be a three-man show since its initial days back in 2002. Recently in December, we experimented and we're a two-man show throughout the month of December. And we decided to bring back the three-man option. In fact, we've got kind of like a rotating schedule of that third man. On Mondays, we have Johnson Mondays. Wednesdays are Jason Wednesdays. And
he can't even remember?
Now, it's dramatic pausing.
I see.
And now Fridays are Scott Fridays.
Yes, yes they are. So that's the night to listen.
Yeah, well, exactly. I figured it'd be perfect to bring you in on Friday nights, because historically, Friday nights are the night where people are out and about. They're out going to bars. They're out doing whatever around town. And it's less likely that they'll get to their phones. And this is a phone-centric show. I mean, we want your calls about anything. But it seems that Fridays are a little bit lighter on calls than the rest of the week. Although that said, there have been some Fridays that have blown up in the past, but I think it's good to have the entertainer, if you will, in the studio with us.
Okay, see, I wasn't quite sure where you were going with that, if you meant that I appeal to drunken idiots, or whether or not you're trying to say that Johnson and Jason aren't interesting enough to carry a show without calls. Either way, you know, I'm fine. I was just curious where you were going.
See, exactly. You've got Manwich laughing already, and that's my point. My point is you've got the comedy. You've got the comedy motif to you. You are a funny man. And so I think it's good to have a little bit of that on, a little bit more of that, shall we say, on a Friday night.
I've learned that I have to be that way because I can't get by on my looks.
Welcome
I'm
to
sure
your
you
club,
know what
my
that's
friend.
Like. Yeah.
Yes, that's why I'm in radio. 1-800-259-9231. So Scott joining us from here on out on Friday nights.
And, that's right. And this is Free Talk Live.
This is.
It's your radio show. It all you is. Have to do is give us a call at 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls on any topic.
And there's
to
also
about.
The website at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with our bulletin board system. People are just flaming away in there. I mean, it is crazy in the bulletin board system right now. We got hundreds of people using the BBS. We've got thousands of posts, and you can get interactive there. It's all free, plus the archives.
There's also the live streaming.
That's right.
And so you can listen to Free Talk Live on the Free Talk Live website, and our stream is better than anybody else's.
It is the best.
Yes. Has
high
more
quality.
Bits per second or something.
It's exactly what it has.
Is it bits per second?
Bits per second. Thousands of bits per second.
So
64,000 of them.
Like this.
Right. There's the archives. There's the live streaming. The Shrine of Female Listeners, and we have a promise from one of our listeners out there who's never called the show. We have a promise that we're going to be getting sent another Shrine picture soon.
Great.
A validated Shrine picture?
Possibly so.
Now, you have a lot to do with the website, Scott. What?
Not really. It's just my computer.
It's your computer that runs it?
That's about it.
Okay. Well, is the Shrine of Female Listeners the most hit site on...
The most hit page?
Page on the website. Sorry, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the stats. You have to
know that.
Ian.
Probably we won't know that till the end of the month.
Okay.
But it always has been. Historically, back when we were in our FM days, when we were just getting the show started, it was the number two most hit page right after the front page of the site.
Is it guys looking for free porn? What is it?
It's just guys who just want to see pictures of women, I guess. I mean, look at the Lycos top 50, right? Look at the Lycos top 50. What's in the top five? Three out of the five are women. So guys are perennially interested in looking at the opposite sex.
They certainly are. They like that.
It could just be really, really, really vain girls.
It could be.
Just, look at me, I'm on a website, and posting the link to everybody they know, and then going back and looking themselves, be like, I'm still pretty.
As long as it gets us hits, I don't care what it's all about. Hey, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org. freestateproject.org. We love the Free State Project.
We do. Both of us do. The two of us are members.
And
you're not
Scott.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I signed up before you did.
Well,
yes, she did.
Who cares?
I've been a member longer than you, Manwich.
Pulling rank. Actually, everyone.
How many people have you got to sign up?
Like four.
Why aren't you a golden porcupine, too?
Yeah, you should be a golden pork.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was an option to be a golden porcupine.
Well, you joined before the vote. See, when the Free State Project reached 5,000 members, the initial 5,000 members went ahead and voted, and we know that you had a little bit of trouble with that, but the most of the 5,000 members voted on their favorite state.
I voted. It just didn't count.
Didn't register. Most of the 5,000 members voted on their favorite state. New Hampshire was overwhelmingly the winner, and it's the Golden Porcupine Award is for members who have recruited three other members, at least three other members, but after the vote. So did you recruit your four prior to or after the
vote? Was pre-vote.
Nah, you don't qualify then.
I don't get an award.
You could try. I mean, I don't know. You might be able to pull it off.
What state did you vote for?
I voted for New Hampshire, number one.
Scott?
I, like everyone else, voted for every state. Are you, you had to rank them. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was a 1 through 10.
My number one state, however, was New Hampshire.
Okay. What made you guys decide New Hampshire was the great place?
I'll tell you what. They sent out this book. And, of course, throughout the gathering of 5,000 members, everyone was doing all kinds of research on all the states. But even if you hadn't done any research whatsoever, they sent out an info pack to all the membership when they were supposed to be voting. So you could do some last-minute research. And they let everybody in the states that were qualified, and there were 10 U.S. states that were qualified, they let everyone,
They were qualified by what?
The primary qualification was population, but there were other qualifications
low population.
As well. Low population, below 1.5 million, general freedoms, the freedoms in that state. Anyway, each Libertarian Party or liberty-minded groups from those states put together kind of like a sale. They tried to sell their state to everybody else. And the New Hampshire group, I would say far and away, knocked them all out of the ballpark. There was more information there for New Hampshire, more persuasive points, more reasons. They had the 101 reasons to pick New Hampshire, basically.
Wow.
Plus, the governor of New Hampshire said, yeah, come on, we'd love to have you up here.
That wasn't really a deciding factor for me.
No, I mean, it wasn't really a deciding factor for me, but a lot of the other states, though, the state governments were like, I don't know if we really like this idea, but
yeah,
we can't stop you from moving here.
Well, plus, the New Hampshire group really did a great job of sales presentation. The other states just kind of threw some facts in there. In fact, some of the states didn't even have groups that were trying to push for them. They were just the Free State Project people put some facts in for the other states because no one really cared that much about them. And so it was far and away clearly New Hampshire that was going
now,
to win.
Now, somebody told me that the Free State Project was trying to populate both New Hampshire. Now, I know better than this. It's obviously not the Free State Project. It must be someone else. But New Hampshire and Wyoming.
That was kind of the conflict, the area of conflict with the vote. There were definitely two major sides to it. There were the Wyoming supporters and the New Hampshire supporters.
The east of the Mississippi folks and the west of the Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. And, of course, we have plenty of people who are west of the Mississippi that are Free State Project members that are coming to New Hampshire. So there was certain ones, though, that were real vehemently. They really wanted Wyoming to win. And, as a matter of fact, it came in second place. But it wasn't even close to New Hampshire. And so now some of the angry Wyoming supporters, when you joined the Free State Project, you could opt out. So you could say,
at 5,000.
You could say, well, no, when you joined, you could say, all right, I, no matter what, will not move to Alaska. And so then you wouldn't be required to move when the vote went through and Alaska won, which it didn't. But there were people who opted out of any states east of the Mississippi, and so some of those who were angry that Wyoming lost went ahead and started their own Free State West movement. And the best of luck to them. They haven't really done anything. Their website is kind of languishing and no one's joining. So, again, best of luck to them. Free State Project's the place
to be. We'd like to invite them back, though.
Yeah, absolutely. At freesteateproject.org. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We're going to start the show next. I promise you. This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control and bring up anything.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to downsizedc.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit downsizedc.org and send Congress a message. That's www.downsizedc.org. Don't censor our programs.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less gray hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything political, personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, freetalklive.com is the website to go to if you want to get the archives, last 6 days worth of the show, free streaming, and the bulletin board system to shrine of female listeners, and much, much more. So where are we going first, Scott? What do you got?
All right. Well, I guess we can start off with a school article.
Oh, good, because I have a school article, too.
All right. All right. Cool.
Unless you want to interrupt the show, 800-259-9231. Go for it, sir.
All right, Westminster, Maryland, as a matter of fact. A high school in Westminster, Maryland, their evacuation policy for emergencies, fires, things of that nature, is pretty standard, same as any other school, except for they have two students at the school in wheelchairs, and those students' classes are all on the second floor.
Hmm.
So the evacuation plan consists of everyone getting out of the school, taking the two students in wheelchairs, wheeling them over to the top of the stairs, and leaving them there. so that when emergency vehicles get there, they take these wheelchairs
out.
Wait, are you
serious? That's actually in the plan, or is that just what happened?
No, that's in the plan.
So this, there wasn't actually a fire, and they didn't get left at the top of the
staircase. That did happen because of the plan. Hold on, let me just go through this.
Whoa, okay.
When a Carroll County, Maryland high school had an emergency evacuation, everyone got out except for two students who were confined to wheelchairs. They were abandoned in the stairwell on the second floor. A local TV station in Baltimore said that there's a policy at Westminster High School for what to do with the two students in wheelchairs in case of a fire. The policy said because their classrooms are on the second floor, teachers are to lead them to the second floor stairwell and leave them there and wait for fire crews to come to their rescue
while
everyone else
out of the building on their own
while everyone else evacuates.
That is amazing.
That's a government-run school, in case you were wondering.
That's just dumb. I mean, whoever came up with that policy really wasn't thinking ahead.
Now, like, the parents,
not a shock.
The parents of these two children called the school, and they're like, you left our kids at the top of the stairwell while the school was on fire. What's going on? They said, oh, well, that's policy, because their classes are on the second floor. The teachers,
that's policy.
The parents, of course, said, well, move their classes to the first floor, then. The school's answer was, no, we're keeping them on the second floor because the second floor is closer to the cafeteria. That way it's more convenient for them at lunchtime.
How do they get to the second floor? Are there not elevators in the
school? I have no idea how they get to the second floor in the
morning.
There
must be elevators.
But how many schools have elevators?
The ones that have two stories.
No, that's not true.
My high school had elevators.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, high school. When I went to elementary school, there was more than one floor and no elevators. So I guess it all depends. I mean, if they didn't have elevators, that meant somebody was dragging their asses up the steps every day to get them to class and somehow, bringing them back down. So they must have elevators, in which case there was actually a fire?
There was actually a fire. Here, let's see.
And so these poor kids, didn't it say, like, one of them has palsy or something like that, something horribly debilitating?
Yeah. Jeremy Fries, age 16, has cerebral palsy. His parents, Cassie and Tom, said what happened to their son at Westminster High School recently could have killed him.
No doubt.
There was a fire at Westminster High just prior to the Christmas break. And his mother says that she was alerted to the fact that Jeremy was left in the stairwell as the other children were evacuated.
It must not have been a huge fire. I mean, it must, because the school didn't burn down, right?
I don't know how much damage was done to the school. It's not listed here.
It was probably a little, it was probably a minor fire in one of the rooms. Some teacher probably put it out with a fire extinguisher, but nonetheless, if it had been a fire that caught quickly and created a lot of smoke, you've got two kids sitting in a stairwell. There's no windows there that are going to be open. There's no way for that to air out. I mean, if that fills with smoke, they're going to die of smoke inhalation before anybody finds them.
Well, apparently the stairwell did fill up with smoke. I don't know if the fire was put out before it got completely filled up, but it was getting really smoky in there.
Jeez.
It says, Jeremy wasn't alone, waiting in the school stairwell as it filled with smoke. Robin Miller's son, Brian, the only other child in the school with a wheelchair, was sitting there with him. So, apparently, the school is more concerned about whether or not it's going to be convenient for these children to get to lunch as to whether or not they're going to be able to get out in case of a fire. That's the thing. We're keeping them on the second floor because it's closer to the cafeteria.
What a bunch of worthless bureaucrats. I mean, these are kids. What is this, a high school or elementary school? I missed that.
High school.
High school, okay.
Age 16.
High school, assuming that they're not too overweight. I mean, you probably got some kids that are maybe 150 to 200 pounds apiece, right?
Right.
So we have adult teachers. I'm sure there are a few male teachers around.
It's the PE coaches.
Yeah, would it be too hard for, I mean, even if it's all women? I mean, have you ever done the little physics trick where everybody puts their pinky fingers underneath a big table? You got people, like 6 to 8 people around a big round table. You put your pinky fingers underneath it, everybody lifts it once, and it's like lifting nothing. I mean, it's no problem whatsoever to lift that huge table that you're lifting because everyone's working in tandem to lift it. You can barely even feel the table as you're lifting it.
Huh.
Why would it be so hard for 2, 3, 4, if they're females, 4 teachers to come up to the kids, put their hands underneath his legs, and lift him out of the wheelchair? There's probably a regulation against it.
Probably,
I'm thinking of it.
Probably some regulation against making physical contact with a student.
Right.
Or picking him up, some sort of liability thing in case the teacher slips and falls.
They might get sued.
The school could get sued for $800 million.
In which case, why can't you pick up the wheelchair?
Well, it does sound better to, you know, just have the small possibility the firemen don't get them out and they don't get burned up in the building to the almost certainty that they will get dropped while going down the steps.
Why would you say almost certain?
Oh, come on.
If you've got four people holding somebody up, there's no way they're going
to
get dropped.
Do you have no faith in a teacher's ability to walk in a straight line? I don't understand.
They're not going down 40 flights of stairs like in the World Trade Center. This is one flight. That's 10 feet.
It's not like the Three Stooges are going to be carrying these kids
get up there. They must get up there with an elevator. They should get down with the elevator.
It's against the law for them to operate an elevator when the building's on fire.
I understand that. We need a new law.
Oh, man. We need a lot of new laws. One of them outlawing government-run education, I think, is the first thing that we need to do. Because if this was a private school, and I wonder if these parents are going to keep their kids in the school.
I don't know. I have no idea. Apparently, the school superintendent has vowed to change the policy. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
Well, whatever. I mean, that would just, to me, be a wake-up call. Okay, maybe it is worth getting the, you know, scraping the $3,000 together so my son or daughter can go to a real school where he's going to get not only a real education, but maybe the teachers will take care of him or something like
that. What baffles me about this is how the school superintendent, it always happens this way. There's some stupid bureaucratic rule that the whole public is just amazed that it gets through. The guy who's in charge says, "Don't worry, I'll fix it." And he doesn't get blamed for it.
No,
he actually
not.
Gets credit for fixing the stupid bureaucracy. It's like people expect it.
And it's probably, whatever the fix is, it'll probably have some sort of bizarre consequence as well. And what you're dealing with there is a little something called sovereign immunity. Even if those kids had died in that stairwell, nobody would have been responsible. If those kids' bodies were carted out of there lifeless in their wheelchairs, all the superintendent would have said was, "We're so sorry. We'll make some changes." Nobody would have been, you would have been able to bring charges against anybody because they're immune to that sort of thing. They're sovereign immunity. They're bureaucrats and they're perfect. 1-800-259-9231. It's true. You can't sue government people. 800-259-9231. This is your show. And we'll tell you about another school story where some students were strip searched. What were they looking for? You won't believe it. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Get interactive with us and bring up anything. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air.
But we'd rather have your phone calls.
Well, that's what the show is all about. And we have a website, freetalklive.com. You can log on, get interactive on the bulletin board system with hundreds of other users, thousands of posts for you to read. We've got the archive section. We got live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, and much, much more. It's all on there for free. No monthly membership fees or any of that other bunk. Right there at freetalklive.com. So talking about just insane school stuff. I mean, every week you can find some insanity coming out of a government school somewhere in this nation. And I'm sure most of it's not even reported on. But in this particular week, we have a school in, where was it?
This was in Maryland.
Somewhere in Maryland that has a policy. It's part of the school policy that if there's a fire, there's two kids in the school that are in wheelchairs. The policy is to leave them in the stairwell at the top of the second floor until the firemen happen to get there.
Ludicrous.
Whenever that is. And so that's a bit of a controversy. And now we'll move to Texas City, Texas, where some parents were up in arms on Friday.
They're really unique and inventive there, huh?
Texas City!
Hey, what are we going to call our city in Texas? I know! We'll call it Texas City!
Well, you know, them people in Oklahoma had a real good idea. I don't think they'll mind if we borrow it. We'll be Texas City!
I was calling radio stations all day on the West Coast, and they all borrow city names for... There's a Phoenix, Oregon. They borrow city names from the surrounding states and from Canada.
If I were king, that would be one of the rules. No city would be allowed to use the same name of some other city. Therefore, there would be no Memphis, Tennessee, because there's a Memphis over in Egypt somewhere. There would be no Miami, Indiana.
So are you saying there ought to be a law against that?
there ought to be a law.
As decreed by King Manwich.
If that were so, and...
Get your hand off your microphone,
no city would be allowed to have two streets named the same thing.
Okay.
Go find new street names. It's not that hard.
Yeah, every city apparently has to have a Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's a little... I don't mind that every city would have a Martin Luther King, but if they had a Martin Luther King street... And Martin Luther King Drive. Yeah, that's the
alley,
problem.
Et cetera. Yeah, I gotcha. 1-800-259-9231. So here we are in Texas City, Texas.
But more specifically, it's like Greenville. You know, there's 11 states with a Greenville.
Right.
Springfield.
I could see how you could confuse that with Greenville.
How about Hollywood, Florida? There's another one.
Whoever had theirs first would be the one allowed to keep it, or the more famous of the two. There would be exceptions for the more famous.
This
of the
is
two.
What Manwich's federal government would be busy doing.
People could petition me.
You know, if this was all the federal government was busy with, besides all their if we could abolish all the alphabet agencies and cut the income tax out, cut all the taxes, and the one thing the federal government did was enforce city names, I'd be fine with that. I could live with that.
But see, the people chose the representatives that made those cities. Are you against the democracy, Manwich?
I'm against stupidity. And it's stupid to have two Hollywood in America, or in the world, for that matter. Doesn't make any sense.
Silly Manwich.
So what do we call Paris, Texas now?
they're going to have to come up with a new name. Call it Parisian Texas.
Parisian Texas.
Maybe Paris Hilton Texas.
Oh, perhaps they can come up with their own unique name that has nothing to do with Paris.
Maybe so.
Call
anyway,
it, you know, disgustingly hot town.
Now I want to tell you about Texas City, Texas, where some parents were up in arms on Friday after 10, count them, 10 students were strip searched.
Strip searched.
What were they looking for? A gun? Were they looking for drugs?
I bet they were looking for nuclear weapons.
Pot.
Well, no. It was a $10 bill, apparently.
Oh, that would have been my second guess. What?
A $10 bill that had gone missing. Now, it doesn't suggest that someone stole a $10 bill. It doesn't say how it is that this $10 bill went missing. Maybe it was the teacher's $10 bill, and it went missing, and then they assumed the kids, one of the kids stole it. There's no real background information here. But they were searching 10 children for a missing $10 bill. This is according to a local TV station, so I know it's true. The incident happened Thursday at Mainland Preparatory Academy. Now, actually, that sounds like a non-government school, doesn't it?
A Mainland Prep School.
Yeah, near Texas City, the Galveston County Daily News reported, Principal Wilma Green said seven girls and three boys, ages 11 and 12, had been in study hall when they were told to strip to their underwear. She said the boys were sent off with a male teacher and the girls with a female teacher for
at
the searches.
At least they did that part right.
That's true. Of course, what if the females, what if they're gay, those teachers?
I don't think it really matters.
Mm, okay. She added that none of the children objected because they wanted to prove their innocence. They didn't have anything to hide. There was no problem. They went ahead and stripped down.
Well, haven't you ever been in a situation where something of yours or someone that you know came up missing and you're just certain that somebody who's right here right now took it? Don't you wish you could...
Yeah, I can tell you about one time. Back when I was a teenager, and we were doing things that teenagers do, it was a little, somewhat illegal, I guess you could say. It involved smoking something.
Okay.
Right? So there's a bag of marijuana, right?
Right.
And one guy had the bag. It was me and a group of my friends. One guy had this bag of marijuana, and he lost it. And uh-oh. Now everybody thinks everybody else did it. Everybody's pointing fingers at everyone else. Well, you must have taken it. Well, I didn't take it. You took it. I didn't take it. It's not in my... I don't have it. You can imagine the situation, right?
I can, yes.
Because we were all outside and, of course, smoking the marijuana. And when we came back inside is when we realized that it was gone. We went back outside and it wasn't there either. And so everybody's pointing fingers. We all had to go home eventually and nobody found the bag. So what do we discover later on?
The dork left it in his book bag.
Nope.
Dog ate it.
The dog ate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Dog ate a bag of pot.
Later, I guess the next day, the kid's mom was out in the yard and noticed there was a little plastic baggie in the doggy do. And that's how we figured it out.
Oh, wow. It ate the bag and all, huh?
It ate the whole damn thing. Well, it must have been Jones in or something.
See, in that particular instance, though, people wouldn't have walked away saying, that Ian, he took it. I know he took it. He took the pot. He's a pot-smoking fiend or something like that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly.
So it kind of clears up the mystery.
It did clear up the mystery. You're right. It's just a good story. It was funny. And the dog lived. The dog was fine. It probably had an interesting night. The dog was all right. There you go. 1-800-259-9231.
So I understand them.
And no, you shouldn't feed your dogs marijuana.
It's not a good idea. Well, I see why they would want to shake down these kids.
Okay. It's a $10 bill. I mean, I could understand maybe if somebody made the allegation that Johnny was carrying a gun in his back pocket or something serious. This is a $10 bill. I can't understand that. How can you defend that?
Well, I guess it's the school's job to teach people things, and this is, you know, not stealing is a good thing to teach people.
You know what? The one thing that this article doesn't reveal?
What's that?
If they found it. They strip searched 10 kids, and it doesn't say if they found it or not. They must not have, right?
I've got it.
You've got what?
The $10 bill.
Dog ate it?
We'll let you have it, okay? 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Call us. Take control.
Herbal Animal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Man, what you telling about the website?
You can download the last 6 days worth of archives. They're all free. They're in MP3 format. They're 1 hour little conveniently labeled packages. You can put them on your MP3 player. You can burn them to a CD. Put them on your iPod.
Damn, we're podcasting now, too.
Yeah, we are podcasting. Cool. There's live streaming.
There's
the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Yes.
Full of women who've sent us our picture and just want to be on our website.
They want to show off. They want to show that they are listeners to this show. And there's
in most cases, we've actually asked them and close to begged them to send them.
Nah. But that's well, what. Some cases we did beg. And it was worth it.
Yeah. We got a big page full
that's
of
right.
Female listeners.
There were a couple that were definitely worth it.
Unfortunately, there were some of them that were fakes, and that's why we've come up with the validated Shriner option,
which is
new and exciting.
It's pure genius.
Hey, I got to give credit to fakersuck.com. I didn't come up with that one. But I was inspired, so I guess I kind of came up with it. Anyway.
You came up with the idea of stealing it all by yourself.
Exactly.
The validation process includes the woman taking a picture with a sign.
Of herself.
With a sign that says something to do with the show.
It has some sort of reference to Free Talk Live. Or, like, I hate Manwich, or
I'll only listen on Fridays.
Right. Ian's a dunce.
Right. Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. Tell me, what is this Britney Spears doing? What is she?
I love that.
What is she thinking?
You know, she's one of the great minds of our time. Britney Spears, she really is. Britney Spears is reported to is reportedly set to quit pop music to become a forensic scientist.
You might as well, seriously though, she might as well go ahead and quit now while she's still somewhat in the game, while she's still ahead, if you will.
Now, I mean, that's a terrible thing to say.
Her career's starting to take a dump.
No.
Yes,
no.
It is.
Yes,
no.
Yes, it most definitely is.
You know, one could look at Cher's career. One could look at Madonna's career.
Cher and Madonna are exceptions.
Absolutely.
You think Britney Spears can make it as long as they did? No way.
With the kind of star power that Britney Spears has, you better damned well believe it.
But she's married now.
Britney Spears is going to go the route of Liza Minnelli.
Cher was married in the 70s.
Right.
And I think she's probably been married to many young boys since then. Madonna was married to Sean Penn. There's a match made in...
And she was married to her gardener or something like that at one point.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but Britney Spears has been married twice, both times to Captain Trailer Park.
her first husband looked like a normal dude. Was he trailer trash?
Yes, actually, as a matter of fact. The
one she married for like a night.
For 55 hours they were married.
Okay.
The first news source that got an interview with him in his trailer.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say that you can take the girl out of the trailer, but you can never take the trailer out of the girl.
Let me finish my article.
Not without the jaws of life, anyway.
I will not listen to you people disparage Britney Spears any longer.
Ms. Feederline?
No, she's married to Kevin Spears.
Oh, he changed his name?
No, but he might as well. That's the only thing he's got going for him.
The sexy star has allegedly told friends she's considering swapping her singing career for student life and enrolling at a university to study a degree after being motivated by a TV series. A source told Britain's Daily Mirror newspaper, "It sounds ridiculous, but she's been inspired by TV's CSI, which shows scientists solving crimes." Did you just see Britney out there solving crimes with science and stuff?
Yeah!
The thing is, Britney, who lives off in her own world, actually thinks that Gary Sinise is a forensic scientist.
Brit, that's what me and all the rest of her friends call her. She's grown tired of all the immediate attention and is thinking about taking a break from it all. Insiders have revealed that the 23-year-old star who launched her music career at just age 16... has even consulted Star Wars beauty, Natalie Portman.
What?
Apparently she's talked to Natalie Portman about
this. Forensic expert as well or something?
Natalie Portman.
Well, Natalie Portman graduated from a prestigious Harvard University 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
After studying psychology about her plans to return to education. That's Brit's plans.
Yeah, Natalie Portman is a friggin' genius.
Oh, wow. I have no idea.
So, I there's more to the article, but I think that it's sort of, kind of summed up.
Yeah. There. So they don't actually talk to Britney for the article. It's just a bunch of insiders and industry people.
Kevin Federline is backing up her decision, though.
Her husband.
According to the insiders.
Yes.
They don't actually interview him, though, right? This is one of those rumor articles.
This is a rag thing, yeah.
And I want to make it clear, we're not the Hollywood show. This is Free Talk Live. Anything goes. I mean, political,
but it's Friday.
Stuff, whatever. It is Friday.
And we try to generally ease it up a little bit on Fridays. Now, the callers have a tendency not to go with that.
That's true.
We talk about whatever folks talk about, when they want to talk about when they call in. But
so it says she's 23 now?
She is 23.
She's getting up there. I think it's a good decision. What do you think, Scott? You think it's the right move for her?
I think she needs to get out right now, and I think she needs to go back to school. I think she'll have a good career ahead of her, take a couple years at the junior college, and maybe move on to a state university.
Can you imagine Britney Spears... her new career is a bureaucrat.
No, I want Britney Spears to go through school to become a forensic scientist because I want so badly to see her publicly fail.
Maybe so.
I want her to divorce her husband and take up with a radio talk show host.
Now, which you're getting married next month.
That's the plan anyway, apparently.
maybe she's listening tonight, and that you can call off the plans, and then Ms. Feederline will come clamoring after you, Manwich. She is hot, though. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes. Politics, personal, whatever is on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And man, with
the remaining moments of hour number one here, but we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, so don't go anywhere. We're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 10. Also, we have a live show on Saturday night from 8 to 10 o'clock in the evening. So tune in for all six. If you miss an hour, you can log on at freetalklive.com and download it via our archive section. We have the last six shows there, fully archived and described for you. Not to mention live streaming, the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of users, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more, all for you, free, at freetalklive.com. So, we've just been kind of on a variety of little issues this first hour. Sometimes we'll have one issue that'll just go through the entire hour, and sometimes we've got the fun stuff, the little issues.
I've got a story on a bulletproof vest shooting, which is kind of amusing.
A bulletproof vest shooting?
Yes. Someone shot a bulletproof vest, what, just out of anger? Or?
Well, they did shoot a bulletproof vest. And apparently, the guy inside of it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just a bulletproof vest shooting. Like, you hear about a school shooting or something like that, just someone shot up a school, this person just shot up a bulletproof vest. That's just a waste of ammo, really.
I suppose you could be testing it.
Testing the vest. Sure, yeah, you could hang it up in a gun range or something like that, and or maybe put it around a piece of tree bark or... Who knows?
A man's been charged with involuntary manslaughter for fatally shooting his friend through a protective vest and an apparent dare, police say. Alexander Joseph Swindick, 20, died of a gunshot wound to the heart Monday after donning a
man
vest, asking if any asked David John Hewitt, 30, to shoot him, police say. Hewitt initially told police Swindick's wound was self-inflicted, but later admitted the shooting.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, if there's two guys, you know, one of them's dead, the other guy committed, you know, the other guy did it, tried it himself. That's how I feel. I'd never admit to shooting somebody.
Oh, yeah, sorry, officer. He shot himself in the heart through the bulletproof vest.
Yep.
He was showing off.
Well, sure. It sounds good to me.
Set the thing up and tie a string to it. The two had apparently tested the vest by propping it against a dirt bank and shooting it twice, police said. Oh, yeah. You see, bulletproof vests, you're only supposed to use once. One shooting.
Ooh.
Police said the vest was designed to protect against grenade fragments, not bullets, dummies. Swindick was pronounced dead at a local hospital following the shooting. Hewitt faces a preliminary hearing on December the 27th if convicted.
It's not a bulletproof vest after all.
It's a flak jacket is what that thing is.
Well, you can understand how these two in Idaho, Orofino, Idaho, you can see how they might have got a little confused.
They might have done mixed up their vests there.
Well, poor Mr. Swindick.
Adios.
Yeah. That's the sort of mistake you don't recover from.
It's reminiscent of the case from Germany that we heard about, I guess it was about a year ago, where this cannibal actually found a victim online, somebody who wanted to be killed and eaten.
I believe the term they used was slaughtered.
Yeah. He wanted to be, like, killed while he... Slowly killed.
Yes.
Like,
and he asked him on several occasions.
Right.
Like, through this, he's cutting off, like, large chunks of his legs and stuff, and he's still
asking the guy
on videotape.
Yeah.
And the guy's still saying, yes, continue to cut
me
up.
Keep killing me.
What the hell?
And then this guy got arrested. There's no reason for that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is it's very reminiscent, because the dude asked for it. Can't you
Toyota
consent to this sort of thing? 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of consent, apparently... Oh, last night we talked about the docileness of America, and I've got another example coming up here. This is amazing. 800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control, it's Free Talk Live.
If you're tired...